या अली मदद, अलवाइज राय अबू अली मिशनरी, वाइज नंबर 612।
26th of April, year 2002, my wife in San Diego, in California, USA. Ya Ali Madad. I'm very happy and glad. After about 12 or 13 years, I have come here. And it's a beautiful Jamaat Khana. At that time, this was not the Jamaat Khana. I don't remember it. Anyway, Mala bless you all in this world and the next. Fulfill all your good desire and sukhi abad rao. Jire wala ek naan maharas pira भणावे सदर दी मरम मन भाई तमे अमीरा सपीवाने आवरे वाला हादर जा माने पाए पड़ी कायम स्वामीरे वाला मला नाजर इमाम सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम जिंदा रहो अल्लाह सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम मोमिनो मला ने हजरत इमाम सुल्तान मोहम्मद शाह फरमाया Every day, if it is not possible, at least once in a week. If not possible in a week, once in a month, definitely sit in a corner of your house naturally and think what you are. From where you have come? Who is your creator? Where will you go after your death? These are the things that every moment should think over. And Maulana Sultan Mahmud Shah said, this is very, very essential for you. Momina, हम इंसान हैं और हम लोग सुबह से शाम तक जब तक जागते हैं हम सोचते रहते हैं। बहुत सी बातें हम जानबूझ के सोचते हैं, कॉन्शियसली सोचते हैं, लेकिन मोस्टली अनकॉन्शियसली हमारे रिकॉर्डिंग के अंदर जो है ब्रेन में वो आता रहता है। यहां तक के इवन वी ड्रीम द थिंग्स दैट वी डोंट वांट टू ड्रीम। हमारा ब्रेन 24 घंटे चलता है और ये नहीं होना चाहिए। आदमी कॉन्शियसली सोचे बगैर भी सोचता रहता है और ये वेस्ट ऑफ एनर्जी है, मेंटल एनर्जी। इसमें नेगेटिव एनर्जी भी होती है, पॉजिटिव भी होती है। और हम लोगों को आराम से बैठ के कॉन्शियसली सोचने का टाइम नहीं मिलता। आज की दुनिया इतनी बहुत हम लोगों को पकड़ गई है कि हमारे पास सिंसियरली रियल पॉजिटिव थिंकिंग के लिए टाइम नहीं है, क्योंकि हमको दुनिया के मटेरियल प्लेजर्स और मटेरियल कंफर्ट्स जो हैं उसकी तरफ हमारा ख्याल ज्यादा चला गया है। खुदा ने मजहब इसलिए दुनिया में भेजा कि वो आराम से बैठ के ये सोचे कि کہ میں دنیا میں کیوں آیا ہوں. ہمارے پیروں نے ہمیں اس قسم کی بہت سی باتیں سمجھائی ہیں. Why are we born? Why I have come to this world? And if I have come, where was I before I came? Jee kaho re jeev. A jeev. Jeev is an individual. Isadardin asks, kaho re jeev tame. کس کارن آیا جی نہ کی دی صاحب جی نے سیوا جی. ابھی میں نے آپ کو امام سلطان محمد شاہ کی بات سنائی 600 برس پہلے. اس صدر دین بھی ہم کو یہی بولتے ہیں کہ تم مجھے بتاؤ تم دنیا میں کیوں آئے ہو, ہمیں دنیا میں آنے کا کارن کیا, وجہ کیا. اور ایک یہ بات یاد رکھو, دی برتھ از ناٹ ان اور ہینڈ, دی سیم تھنگ از دیٹ ڈیتھ از آلسو ناٹ ان اور ہینڈ. نو ون آسک مائی پرمیشن دیٹ آئی شوڈ گیٹ برتھ, نو ون ول آسک می مائی پرمیشن وین آئی ول ڈائی. موت اور جنم دونوں جو ہیں ہمارے ہاتھ میں نہیں, تو کیا زندگی کے اندر جو کچھ چیز ہے اس میں میرے ہاتھ میں کچھ ہے؟ I'm not the master of my life. ہم لوگ ایسا بولتے ہیں, I'm master of my life. No. There is someone else, there is another force behind you. All our wishes are not fulfilled. All our desires are not successful. That shows that some supreme power is working behind me, and it is done that what he wants to do. Kaha re jeev kis karan aaya? Hey, momino. امام سلطان نے مجھ سے جو فرمایا کہ آرام سے بیٹھ کے کبھی سوچا کرو. ہم جس طرح یہ سوچتے ہیں کہ میرے پاس بینک میں بیلنس کتنا ہے, میرے پیسے کتنے, میں نے کمائی کتنی کی, اسی طرح سے لائف وائز وی شوڈ آلسو سی دی اکاؤنٹ آف اور ڈیڈز اور ایکشنز. ٹائم از پاسنگ, ٹائم ڈز ناٹ اسٹاپ فار اینی ون. ٹائم از ورکنگ آن دی celestial movement of earth, sun, moon and other things. It is not in our hand. And slowly, 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 each day, each moment is passing and the duration of our life is being reduced. Har minute hamari zindagi ka jo pass hota hai wo hamari zindagi ko short karta jata hai. We are heading slowly, gradually towards the last day of our life, that is death. We are going towards that. ہمارے پاس جو ٹائم ہے وہ ہماری لائف ہے, اور ہمیں یہ سوچنا چاہیے کہ میں اچھا آدمی ہوں یا برا آدمی ہوں. ٹیک اسٹاک آف یور تھنگس. تو اس طرح یہ سوچ کے جب انسان کو پتہ لگتا ہے کہ نہیں کوئی سپریم پاور ہے. صحیح, بہت برس پہلے 1962 میں کانگو گیا تھا, اور کانگو کی جماعت جو تھی بڑی لولی جماعت تھی اس وقت, اس عمرہ کی بات کرتا ہوں. اور وہاں سے میری پلاننگ ایسی تھی کہ ورلڈ ٹرپ پہ جانا, میں اور میری وائف, ہم لوگ شام کے 4 بجے کی پلین میں فرام ازمورا ٹو کیرو. ہم لوگ چھوٹا پلین تھا DC-8, دو سیٹ اس طرف دو سیٹ اس طرف, 40 آدمی تھے. 4 بجے ہم بیٹھے, پلین نکلا, 1 گھنٹے کے اندر اندر اندھیرا ہو گیا. ہم دونوں میاں بیوی نے تسبیحاں نکالی और हमने दुआ पढ़ना शुरू की, दोनों दुआएं पढ़ी, पंजा लिया, शाह जो दीदार किया, तस्बीहें निकाली, दुआएं मांगी। बाय दैट टाइम जो टाइम हो गया डिनर का, तो डिनर सर्व हुआ, डिनर पूरा हुआ, हम लोग आराम से बैठ गए। एल के उस तरफ एक आदमी हमें वॉच करता था। जब बिल्कुल शांति हो गई, डिनर खा लिया, लोग भी आराम से सोने की तैयारी करते थे, तो उसने मुझे नॉक किया है, बहुत पोलाइटली, एक्सक्यूज मी सर, आई एम सॉरी टू बॉदर यू, इट्स ओके, वर यू प्रेइंग? मैंने कहा यस, वी वर प्रेइंग। सो यू बिलीव इन गॉड? आई सेड यस, आई बिलीव इन गॉड। डज गॉड एग्जिस्ट? I asked him, you don't believe in God? He said, no sir, I don't believe. Can you tell me something about it? I said, well, if you don't believe in God, what can I say? It is your own personal matter. No, please tell me something. Ye zahir karta tha ki he was confused about it. I said, tell me, are you going to die one day? Oh, of course, everyone has to die. So when you will die and you do not believe God now in your life, so after death you found or you will find that God was there, you had it, he will kill you. Bajaye iske ke hase, wo serious ho gaya. Well, if you believe him now and after that you find that there was no God, you don't lose anything. So don't you think it is better to believe rather than not to believe? Sochta raha. Possibly 20-25 minutes ke baad mujhe phir kehta, excuse me sir, sorry to bother you. Okay. You have put me on track. I think it is better to believe in him rather than not to believe. If you believe now and after death you find there was no God, doesn't matter. But if you don't believe now and after death you find that God was there, so naturally he will punish you. Ek sochne ki baat hai. Insaan jo hai na wohi sochta hai. Only certain intellectual animals, some animals have intellect in a very lower form. जैसे कि लायन, एलिफेंट, हॉर्स, मंकीज, दे ऑल्सो थिंक, बट नॉट लाइक मैन। मैन इज ए सुपर एनिमल। गॉड हैज गिवन टू मैन काइंड सर्टन एलिमेंट्स एंड एट्रीब्यूट्स ऑफ हिज ओन सेल्फ। गॉड इज मर्सीफुल। Man has this tendency of mercy. God is forgiven, forgiving, so man also has the same attribute. To some extent are there. Man is loving his children, God also loves his creation. कहने का मकसद ये है कि हम लोगों को ये सोचना चाहिए कि मैं right पाथ पे हूं, मैं इस्माइली बना, मेरी उम्र 83 इयर्स की हुई, मैं सोचता हूं मैं इस्माइली बना, आज मुझे 83 इयर्स हुए, हैव आई अटेंड अचीव्ड एनी बेनिफिट फ्रॉम माय रिलीजन? आप में से किसी की उम्र 20 बरस की है, 40 बरस की है, 60 बरस की है, जितनी आपकी उम्र है इस वक्त, इतनी उम्र में इस्माइली मजहब में से आपको कुछ मिला? और अगर नहीं मिला तो यू हैव वेस्टेड ऑल योर लाइफ। मजहब में से, इस्माइली मजहब में से क्या मिला? सोचो, ہم لوگ حسد کرتے ہیں، عرشا کرتے ہیں، غیبت کرتے ہیں، جھوٹ بولتے ہیں، بد نظری کرتے ہیں، بدیاں برائیاں کرتے ہیں، فریب کرتے ہیں، تمام طرح کی مسٹیکس کرتے ہیں، اور ادر سائڈ ہماری جو پازیٹیو سائڈ ہے وہ بہت ویک اور تھوڑی ہے. کیا یہ مذہب نے ہم کو یہ سکھایا کہ مجھے 40 برس 50 60 برس کی میری عمر کے اندر میں کہاں پہنچا؟ تھنک کہو رے جیوتا میں کس کارن آیا دنیا میں؟ وائی یو آر ہیئر. جب انسان کو یہ چیز ملتی ہے نا تو سوچنے سے اس کو کلک ہوتا ہے کچھ، سم تھنگ ایز انسپریشن، اور خدا اس کو گائیڈ کرتا ہے. جیسس بائبل میں بولتے ہیں کہ دی ڈور ول بی اوپن ٹو دوز ہو ول ناک اٹ. دروازہ کھلے گا اس کو نوک کرو. تو یہ جو کانشیس کا دروازہ ہے بند ہے، جب آپ اس کو نوک کرو، سوچو 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 سوچو، خدا کے لیے سوچو، خدا کی بات سوچو، اپنی روح کے لیے سوچو، اپنی موت کا خیال کرو، موت کے بعد کیا ہوگا ہمارا، یہ سب پہلے سے اگم چہتی کرنے سے ہمارا دروازہ کھل جائے گا. خدا دیکھتا ہے کہ یہ نوک کر رہا ہے، یہ ڈھونڈ رہا ہے، تو جو ڈھونڈتا ہے اس کو خدا دیتا ہے. ہم کو پتہ لگے گا، ہماری کانشنس جاگ جائے گی، پھر ہم کو معلوم ہوگا میری بدیاں برائیاں کتنی ہیں، مجھے معلوم ہونا چاہیے. ایڈمنسی یعنی اسٹبرننیس، ایگو، سیلف ورشپنگ، اپنے آپ کو جس طرح ہم خدا کی پوجا کرتے ہیں، ایسے بہت سے لوگ ہیں کہ وہ اپنے آپ کی پوجا کرتے ہیں، اس کو بولتے ہیں سیلف ورشپنگ. ایسا آدمی دنیا کے اندر کہ جو اپنی پوجا کرتا ہے اور خدا تو جانتا نہیں. اپنی پوجا کون کرتے ہیں؟ جس میں ٹو مچ ایگو ہوئے میں، وہ آدمی بربادی کی طرف جاتا ہے، وہ پروگرس نہیں کرے گا، اس کے اندر روحانیت نہیں ہے، ہے مگر چھپی ہوئی، اس نے ڈیولپ نہیں کی. ان تمام چیزوں میں سے جب انسان سوچتا ہے تو اس کو خیال آتا ہے کہ ایک سپریم ون ہے کہ جو سب کا مالک ہے، اس کے پاس ہم جا کے اپنا اکاؤنٹس دیں گے. خدا ایک ہے، گاڈ ہیز نو فارم، گاڈ ہیز نو فزیکل باڈی، ہی از نتھنگ لائک اینی تھنگ، اور نتھنگ از دیئر لائک ہم. یہ سپریم گاڈ جو ہے نا وہ ہے، اس کی انڈیویجویلٹی ہے، ون نیس، یونیکنیس، بٹ ویئر از ہی؟ اب ڈھونڈو اس کو. ڈونٹ تھنک دیٹ ہی از اے مین لائک اس، بیکاز ہی ہیز نو فارم. سو واٹ از ہی؟ ہی از لائٹ. از لائک دس لائٹ؟ نو. This light is material light, but that light that Allah himself says, I'm light of heavens and the earth, that light is noor, what we say. Unfortunately, word, Arabic word noor cannot be translated into English. The only thing is light with capital L, but that's not the translation. God is wise, intelligent, merciful, most powerful, ever living, never dies, is never weak, and all these attributes that in 99 names of God we find in Quran, are these attributes altogether 100% human? No. The attributes of God are supreme and spiritual. Ruhani, Nurani. So God is energy. Light has also energy, but that light is different. So all the attributes that we say about God are in that energy, the light we say Noor. Everything is existing because that He wants it to be existed. If He wants that this should be disappeared, it will instantly will disappear. What He wants is done. तो इस खुदा के लिए हमें समझना चाहिए कि what is God. पहले मैंने ये कहा, think about yourself, who you are, what you are. When you have risen in thinking, when you have advanced in thinking, then you will come to know who is God. Mullah Murtaza Ali says, من عرف نفسه فقد عرف ربه. He who has understood himself, he has understood God. How it is possible that he has understood God because he has understood himself? It is when man sincerely thinks about himself, so he finds that he is weak, insignificant, valueless, like dust, nothing. Man is nothing. It's only the intellect and the spiritual existence that man is really doing marvel. Otherwise, as a physical human being, a man cannot fight with a dog. He will tear him. A 10-inch snake bites him and man dies. Snake is still very big. There may be a fraction of a gram. A mosquito bites man and within 24 hours he shivers with fever. What is a man? Nimrod was a mighty king. In Quran Allah has mentioned about Nimrod, about Pharaoh and many other powerful kings. Why he has mentioned it? To give us an example where they are now. Nimrod was so powerful, he could put his two hands in the jaws of a tiger and tear him with his might. Such a powerful man. And people of those days, they bowed before him, believed him as God, and he was also claiming to be God. But a small mosquito went into his nostril, went up in the brain, and there he was trembling. So he was trembling. And he died like that. Ek machhar ne Nimrod ko maar dala. Ek machhar. This is God's power. Never become egoistic. Never think yourself too much. Never believe that you can do everything. Believe in God. A gnan maharas bane pi sadar din. Mohan bhai, come in Jamaat Khana, sip that holy water. And Hazrat Jama ne paav padho. Bow down before Hazrat Jama, because Hazrat Jama, the Imam of the time, he is the holder of the Noor of Allah. In 6 billion people on earth, no one has ever claimed, but Hazrat Imam openly, in the interviews and to the media and those people who come to him, he has said, I am the holder of the Noor of Imamat. He has also claimed to be the direct descendant of Prophet Muhammad of Islam. No one has done it. And those people in the past during Rasulullah's time and after him up to now in 1400 years, Alameda, 32 people, they claimed falsely that they were prophets. Sorry. And all were destroyed. There is no sign of them. A false thing is a false thing. मैं ये भी कभी कभी कहा करता हूं जमात को. Let me repeat here to you. In 1400 years, Hazrat Imam's Mubarak, holy genealogy, his father, from Ali Murtaza, from Hussein, from Zainul Abidin, all this unbroken line of succession is coming down to Maulana Hazrat Imam in 1400 years. Unbroken line is coming down. अगर मौला जो ये क्लेम करता है कि मैं डायरेक्ट डिसेंडेंट हूं, अस्तग़फ़िरुल्लाह, आई बेग पार्डन, अगर ये झूठा होता तो 1400 बरस तक इसका झूठ चले. ए लायर डजंट स्टैंड एवरी टाइम. This perpetuality of imamat is coming down for 1400 years without any break. All those false claimers died, destroyed. Magar iski imamat chal rahi hai aur qayamat tak chalegi. Maulana Hazrat Imam Gadi Nashin hue, he was hardly 22 years old. And everywhere he was telling, I'm the Imam of the Ismailis. I'm direct descendant of Prophet Muhammad. So an Italian boy, Hazrat Imam was about 27 years old. An Italian boy, Maula ka interview lene gaye. To usne sawal kiye, to Maula ko jawab dete ke imamat is perpetual. To Maula kehti hai, sorry for my bluntness. Suppose you die without leaving any hair? Hazrat Imam smile karke kehte, I will not die until I produce my hair. Usne dawa kiya. Halanki Maula ne us waqt marriage nahi ki thi. Har imam ne ye dawa kiya, every imam, ke imamat is perpetual, will last till end of this world. Agar imam, कोई भी इमाम ने ये दावा किया, इफ देर वॉज एनी लायर इन बिटवीन दिस परपेचुअलिटी, दिस अनब्रोकन डिसेंडेंसी ऑफ द जीनियोलॉजी ऑफ मौलाना हज़रत इमाम वुड हैव नेवर स्टेड. ही इज राइट एंड राइट. ही इज द ट्रूथ एंड सुप्रीम ट्रूथ. और वो कहता है कि कयामत तक चलेगी. This is absolutely true. 4,000 years ago, Prophet Abraham, he was a prophet. And he was put in a test. Oh, Abraham, sacrifice whatever is the most precious or near to your heart. So he thought it was his son. First son, Maulana Ismail. Well, I don't want to just give minute details. God wanted that he should sacrifice his son in the name of God, and he did it. But Ismail was saved. Allah became happy, pleased. And he said, well, I promote you and I appoint you the Imam of mankind. Imam of mankind. He was a prophet. In Islam, there are two offices, a Nabi and a Rasul. A Rasul is also a Nabi and Rasul. There had been 124,000 prophets. 124,000 prophets. till the prophethood ended with the death of Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Amongst these 124,000 prophets, there were 114 rasuls. A rasul is a prophet who has the authority to change the Sharia. Jesus, Moses, David, Abraham, they were prophets but also Rasul. A Rasul receives a scripture. So Prophet Abraham was a Nabi, also Rasul, but now because he has successfully passed the test, God promoted him to Imamahood. إِنِّي جَعَلُكَ لِلنَّاسُ الْإِمَامَ. I have appointed you the Imam of the mankind. So he asked, O God, also from my progeny? Allah said, yes, this is my everlasting promise to you. I will make Imams also in your progeny. But my promise is not for those who went astray. That means among his progeny, the children of Abraham, there will be prophet. It is only the promise for those or to those who stand absolutely firm and obedient to God. So this is the Imamat Silsila from Abraham until the end of the world. This rassi, this thread or rope of Imamat, this chain will never stop. And for that reason it has come from Ali, from Hussein, from Zainul Abidin to Hazrat Imam, and from Hazrat Imams, his progeny, and his son will last forever. This is Hazrat Jomo. Every time when one Imam leaves this world physically, because physical body is like garment. The original thing is the Noor of Imamat. Noor of Imamat is always there, and Noor is one. Noor doesn't change. Noor doesn't die. Noor doesn't get birth. Noor is never sick. He doesn't eat. He has no demand or other things that normally human life or animal life demands things. He is above everything. That is God. That is God. God has created this, his creation, so he has also appointed managers to look after his creation. There are millions of angels who look after the administration of God. Like we believe that there is an angel, he is a governor of water, and his name is Mikael. So there are many angels. It is mentioned in Quran that God has appointed many governor angels to look after the creation and functioning of the creation. For humankind, there is Imam. Every time Imam is there. And we are lucky that we know who he is. So therefore, Pisadaddin Mahbab says, obey him. And obedience is our religion. Obedience to Mawla Bapa. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, atiullah wa atiur rasul wa ulil amri minkum. 3 times in a day, we recite this ayah in our dua. Obey Allah, obey the Prophet, and one who is in authority amongst you, and that is Imam. Nabi Kareem, read sometime the history of the Holy Prophet and Holy Imam Mawla Ali. Read, come to know. Children ask, who is my grandfather, who is my uncle, who is my mom, or this and that. And it is the duty of the parents that to teach children about the relationship in the family. Likewise, it is our duty that we must also teach them the history of the Imams and history of our Ismaili Jamaat Satpant. Nabi Karim, he became 63 years old and he got an intimation that now time is ripe for come back. So he arranged and announced that he was going to Hajj. That was his last Hajj. And while he was returning from Hajj, Allah ordered him to give the message that he received earlier. And at that time, Rasulullah had, some reports say 140,000, some reports say 120,000. So I take this least figure, 120,000. At least more than 100,000 people were there with him returning from Hajj. So he stopped them at the place known as Ghadir Hum and he announced that, Ya ayyuhu ma'ashar, all people who are gathered here, I told you to believe in one God. They all said, yes. I told you to pray. They said, yes. I told you to pay zakat. They said, yes. So each time he was giving one, whatever he has done for them, item by item, and then said, now time has come that I will return to Allah. And I'm leaving behind two things, my Ahle Bayt, my progeny from Hussein, and the Book of God. They will always remain with each other, never separated, the Imamat and Quran, until the end of the world. And then finally he said, for those whom I am master, Ali is their master. So it is an address to those Mu'mineen. He declared Imamat of Ali after him. He will guide them. And he said that my Ahle Bayt will last until the end of this world. This is the thing, this is the principle that we Ismailis are following. Imamat will last forever. And every time has one Imamah. So therefore Hazrat Imam is always saying, I'm your Imam of the time. Imam is Zaman, Hazrat Imam. Visaduddin says, whatever the time and whosoever is Imam in you, obey him. This is our religion. Obey Mala Baba. If he tells you sit down, sit down. No argument. If you make argument with Mala Baba, then you do not believe him. This is the bayah, the allegiance that we give to Hazrat Imam. The bayat is tan man dhan gurne arpan ki jay. Mane vachne karme, in action and thoughts, we obey him. Whatever he says, we obey him. We don't make arguments. We accept it. It may be our weakness. It may be impossibility for any reason that we may not follow his farman, but we don't challenge him. Obey Imam. If he tells you, sit down, sit down. If he says, stand, stand. If he tells you, come to Jamaat Khana every day, come to Jamaat Khana every day. If Mala Bapa tells anything and you disobey purposely, knowingly, consciously, then you are a rebel. You are a rebel against him. And this is the heinous crime, sin, which can never be forgotten. Its punishment is always there. obey Mola Baba. Our weakness, our helplessness is a different thing which is forgiven. But Hazar Imam ka farman halalat mein manana chahiye. Aur ye ibadat hai. Aur is ibadat se ke Mola ka farman manane se humko ruhani taqat milti hai, ruhani help milti hai. Aur humko success milti hai. Hamare dilon mein sukoon aur peace hoti hai. Aur din aur duniya ke andar we are rising spiritually. This is our religion. This is our faith. Maulana Hazar Imam has made many farmans about our ethics. Jhoot na bolo, never tell a lie. Because a person who is a liar, his mind is working in confusion. In mind he knows it's a lie, but the mind tells the tongue to say no. So there is the yes inside, and the tongue it is no. So this is clash between reality and between fakeness. So who speaks, who tells a lie, is a confused person. His decision is not valid. Isi tarah se, agar imam ne kaha hai ki kisi ke upar zulm na karo, kisi ke saath injustice na karo, kisi ka paisa mat khao, bad nazri nahi karo, ghibat nahi karo, backbiting nahi karo, to isliye kaha hai ki ye tamam kharabiyan jo imam ne humko kahi, hamare peeron ne kahi, hamari spirit ke liye, hamari ruhani ke liye kharab hai. It's against the principle of religion. We Ismailis are Batuni Ismailis, Batuni people. We care more for our spiritual life rather than worldly life. This is the message. Dindaro, main aapka thank you karta hu. Aapne shanti se sukoon ke saath mujhe suna aur aapke liye dua mangta hu. مولا آپ کو آپ کی اولاد کو دنیا میں اور دین میں سکھی آباد کرے آپ کی چڑھتی کرے تندرستی دے رہے نیک امید پوری کرے صراط المستقیم کے اوپر مضبوط رکھے آفت بلائیں دور کرے زمین آسمانی مشکلیں دور کرے دستوں سکریت میں پورا رکھے اپنا فرمان بردار اوبیڈینٹ بندہ بنا رکھے آپ کی ہر نیک امید پوری کرے ہر جگہ مولا آپ کو پروٹیکٹ کرے اور اپنی پروٹیکشن میں رکھے ہمیشہ نیک امیدیں پوری کرے آباد رہو سکھی رہو یعنی مطلب ایسا